This is Fresh Air. The roots of the music duo Womack and Womack are the roots of soul music. Linda is the daughter of singer Sam Cooke. Cecil was performing on the gospel circuit at the age of 4 with his brother Bobby and with performers like Marvin Gaye, the Staple Singers, and Sam Cooke. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Womack and Womack's new album, Conscience.
Womack and Womack's Conscience is one of the most pleasurable albums of the year, a collection of songs drenched in the richest, most artful variations on soul, gospel, rock, and rhythm and blues. Cecil and Linda Womack are husband and wife, and many of their songs are about their marriage and how a commitment such as theirs is tested over the course of any enduring relationship. But the Womacks are also married to a tradition of music, committed to a level of pop discourse that used to be regularly addressed in the music of Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, and Gladys Knight. It's a tradition which seems almost forgotten these days. Even when Womack and Womack sing about a relationship gone bad, the intensity of their devotion comes through. This is cool, sexy music that nonetheless conveys a kind of romantic agony. It communicates the intense pain that intense love can inspire. And quite aside from the lyrics and on the most immediate level, Womack and Womack do a marvelous job of updating the soul sound for the late 1980s. They've structured Conscience as a kind of concept album. It's a sustained conversation between two people. Infidelities and breakups are imagined or remembered, worked out or left messy, tangled, and sensitive. The album peaks with what I think is an extraordinary song called Good Man Monologue.
You better stop, think about what you're saying. I was seriously dedicated in a game of playing. You made 1,000 promises you couldn't keep. I forgave you when you lied, pleaded and wept. Put up with your disrespect and neglect.
And you was always gone. We had a book in fast apartments to make love. That was always canceled the night before I was shot.
But we gon' suffer through this thing till we get a better thing for today. Me and you.
That piece of music is a kind of song out of time. It could have been recorded in 1965 as easily as 1988 or any time in between. Good Man Monologue, a song that sounds to me like an instant pop classic, is no fluke. 5 years ago, Womack and Womack recorded an equally good album called Love Wars, about many of these same themes. They put out a few uneven but worthwhile albums between then and now. The records have sold well in England and throughout Europe, but there's no place for the Womacks on American radio these days. The music, with its mixture of acoustic guitars, electric keyboards, and gritty vocals, doesn't fit into any established genre other than the misleading soul music label that makes the Womacks sound like the sort of old-fashioned revivalist act that they definitely are not.
Come on now, celebrate the world
for a new love direction.
Celebrate the world,
a new music dimension.
Now if you feel it in your soul and you want to let it go, stand up and let us know.
Ooh.
It ain't nothing but a serenade to the world. Songs of love touching boys and girls. It ain't nothing but a celebration with the band. Connected beat between a woman and man.
So join, join hands up to a new love.
The music of Womack and Womack can be boiled down to one line from the song Good Man Monologue. We're gonna suffer through this thing till we get a better thing for two, babe. It's a great, deceptively casual way of stating the sort of dead serious commitment that not many people, nor much pop music, is willing to risk these days.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. This is Fresh Air.